Karen Regeer lives on a farm in Newton, just north of Wichita. About a half acre is enclosed with a chain-link fence and marked with a smiling cartoon dog and a sign that says, The Woof, LLC.
Big dogs need to run, so they come out here. It's really a lot of fun.
Regeer's farm is one of about three dozen sniff spots in the Wichita area. For the past 2 years, she has listed her land on the Sniff Spot website, where dog owners can rent other people's property to use as a private dog park.
Where they can come and have the whole place to themselves, not worry about dogs fighting and things like that.
Sniff Spot began in 2018 in Seattle, where David Adams lived with a couple of energetic mixed breeds named Toshi and Soba.
I was living in a high-rise, going to public dog parks, and it wasn't a good experience. And I looked around at all this empty land, and I said, hey, why not let people rent out land when they're not using it, which is most of the time.
Adams had worked for tech startups, so he knew how to launch a website and app. Because people were already familiar with sites like VRBO and Airbnb, the concept was easy to explain.
I feel like people get it when I just say, Airbnb for dog parks.
Anyone can apply to list a property on the site, and someone from Sniff Spot reviews it to make sure it's safe. Most sniff spots are fenced yards, but some feature private land with rivers or lakes, hiking trails, agility courses, and even beaches.
You know, I started as a little hobby, and then it just kind of has grown over time, and now it's all across the country and even all around the world.
Some dog owners who rent sniff spots live in apartments and don't have yards where their dogs can run off-leash. Others avoid public dog parks because of safety concerns. In Wichita, an off-leash dog bar called Barks and Brews is part of the Sniff Spot network. Katie Root says she feels safer bringing her small dog Tea to a private dog park.
And they have like bark rangers that kind of keep an eye on the play yard versus the dog park is just kind of a free-for-all.
Coda Franklin works at Barks and Brews, playing with dogs and supervising the yard. It's also a favorite spot for her own dog, Octavia.
I have a public dog park in my apartment complex, and I bring them here only. I'll take them outside to go to the bathroom, and then I'll bring them back in. But if they're going to play, they're coming here.
Dogs need physical exercise to stay healthy, says Adams, the Sniff Spot CEO. But they also need mental enrichment.
Like a dog really senses the world through their nose. So being able to go sniff a new area, especially an area like a sniff spot that has a lot of interesting smells, is really good for dogs.
For property owners, extra income is another bonus. On average, spots rent for about $10 an hour. Sniff Spot takes a 25% cut, and the company provides property owners with liability coverage. Adams says pet owners are expected to clean up after their dogs, and just as with Airbnb, the property owner and renter review each other on the app.
Our hosts are people that love dogs. Some of them have had dogs or have dogs and kind of can understand the need for dogs to have private space. But a lot of them just love bringing joy to dogs. And they say, I get so much joy out of seeing dogs get joy out of my unused property.
So far, there are about 25,000 sniff spots around the world. There are only about 200 in Kansas, but the number has doubled since April and continues to grow as people learn about the app. Adam says he wants to grow the company and make sure there are spots anywhere a pet owner might want to play.
So that's really what we're working towards, is just trying to add more spots, trying to make sure everyone has a spot that's awesome, that's close to them, that works for their dog, and make a possibility for everyone.
Yeah, that's a good boy.
For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.